The Law of the Few. When we say that a handful of East Village kids started the hush puppy epidemic, or that the scattering of the residents of a few housing projects was sufficient to start Baltimore's syphilis epidemic, what we are really saying is that in a given process or system, some people matter more than others. When it comes to epidemics, a tiny percentage of people do a huge amount of the work. Potterat, for example, once did an analysis of a gonorrhea epidemic in Colorado Springs. He looked at everyone who came to a public health clinic for treatment of gonorrhea over the space of 6 months. He found that about half of the cases came, essentially, from four neighborhoods, representing about 6% of the geographic area of the city. Half of that 6% figure, in turn, were socializing in the same six bars. Potterat then interviewed 768 people in that tiny subgroup and found that 600 of them either didn't give gonorrhea to anyone else or gave it to only one other person. Those people he called non-transmitters. The ones causing the epidemic to grow, the ones who were infecting two and three and four and five others with their diseases, were the remaining 168. In other words, in all of the city of Colorado Springs, a town of well in excess of 100,000 people, the epidemic of gonorrhea tipped because of the activities of about 168 people living in four small neighborhoods and frequenting the same six bars. Who were these 168 people? They are people who go out every night, people who have vastly more sexual partners than the norm, people whose lives and behavior are well outside of the ordinary. In the book And the Band Played On, Randy Schiltz discusses at length the so-called patient zero of AIDS, the French-Canadian flight attendant Gaetan Dugas, who claimed to have 2,500 sexual partners all over North America, and who was linked to at least 40 of the earliest cases of AIDS in California and New York. This is the kind of person who makes epidemics of disease tip. Social epidemics work in exactly the same way. They are also driven by the efforts of a handful of exceptional people. In this case, it's not sexual appetites that set them apart. It's things like how sociable they are, or how energetic, or knowledgeable, or influential among their peers.